Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Friday. It's KHON To Go.
With KHON2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:52 on this Aloha Friday. Beautiful weather, west of Oahu. Wet and wild cam, all looking good. We don't have the bounce in the camera, but we'll have breezy trades again today. A little closer look at over Diamond Head and Honolulu on the Zephyr cam. Partly cloudy skies. Okay, what do you need to know about Dora? Well, still pretty much the same as yesterday. They're very confused on forecast intensity. It was supposed to weaken. It went up to a 4 since yesterday, down to a 3 again this morning at 5 a.m. And the track has shifted a little bit to the north, but still going the right direction that we want it to go. And it's going to pass south of Hawaii. This is Monday night into Tuesday and into maybe early Wednesday. So the effects for us, the impacts will be higher winds at this point. So Sunday morning, the Central Pacific Hurricane Center will take charge of this. And we just don't know really what it's going to be. It's going to be over warmer waters. It's going to run into a little bit of wind shear, but then it's going to lose that wind shear and still be over warmer waters. So I'm going to anticipate a Category 2 right here. It was a tropical depression a few days ago. And a combination of high pressure building to the north and Dora passing south will give us pretty good winds Monday night through Tuesday and maybe early Wednesday. There's where it passes over Central Pacific. Sunday morning, the winds will start to increase. Of course, the Big Island will get the highest winds, and then on up the island chain a little bit less and less with the winds. We don't want to forget about the Western Pacific. They got all kinds of problems. This one was supposed to hit China. It took us hard, almost a 180, and now it's going to maybe impact Japan. This one has a crazy. They got another one developing right to the east of it. At least we don't have to deal with that. So I know some people have some relatives there in Japan. They're bracing for that. You can see a couple of showers here on the windward side. Even on the leeward side, we have a couple of sprinkles. Looking pretty good, though, today. I'd say partly cloudy across the Big Island from the Kona side to Hilo. Kahului, 80 to 87. Honolulu, let's go for 89 again with mostly sunny skies. Very consistent forecast for the garden now. Again, partly cloudy, mid-80s. This beautiful weather stretches right through the weekend and into Monday. Then we start to see those increase in winds. Tuesday would be the day for the most winds. I mean, maybe a bump in the surf, but really the impacts right now just look like wind. And another one is going to form Eugene in the eastern Pacific, but it's supposed to head north and not affect us. Let's look at your weather now. Gary has your surf. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, good morning, Chevy. Oh, I've heard way worse. We're looking at flat to half a foot on the North Shore, flat to a foot and a half out at Makaha, a little bit of a south-southwest for town, 1 to 2 average, but occasional slightly bigger spots like balls getting up in that chest-high range and looking really fun. Just a beautiful summer day. Diamond Head's down a notch, 1 to 2+. Definitely lighter trades are making the surf cleaner all the way out to Sandy Beach. Sandy's tops the list in size and power. There's some 3-footers out there. And Makapu'u, 1 to 2. Now we're looking at trades to go 10 to 20. No warnings for the first time in ages. And again, lots of advisories going up Monday and Tuesdays when the trades re-ramp big time. The low tide today is at 11:30 and going to a big high tide at 6:30 tonight. Sun will set a minute earlier, 7:08. Rise a minute later at 6:06 as our days get shorter.
Later this morning, the Union for Striking Writers plans to meet with studio reps to discuss restarting negotiations. Today's meeting will be the first official communication between the two sides since the strike began 3 months ago. The union is pushing for higher residual pay, benefits, and much more. We'll let you know what happens. Back at home, a verdict could come today in the Eric Thompson murder trial. Closing statements were heard yesterday where the prosecutor told jurors Thompson repeatedly lied while on the witness stand. They said he lied about his whereabouts the night of the murder and that he was still angry his wife cheated with the victim, John Tokuhara.
He was dishonest about the status of his relationship, and he was dishonest about his whereabouts on January 12, 2022. Because the truth is that he still harbored ill intent towards John Tokuhara.
How can he be here by the door, there walking along by the stepping stones, okay, there in a truck, all in roughly the same time period? They needed to come up here and explain it all to you. They have not done so.
The defense says the prosecutor's evidence has many holes that have not been explained, including security footage that they say shows Thompson at three different places at the same time. We now know the names of the Maui couple killed in a fiery crash Wednesday morning. Maui police identified them as 81-year-old Louis Williams and 75-year-old Lena Williams of Lahaina. Police say they were driving on Hanoa Pi'ilani Highway when a driver of a Ford Escape crashed into them head-on. Police say the Ford's driver was speeding. His car burst into flames, and he also died. His name has not yet been made public. Also on Maui, officials say a catamaran was damaged by fire early yesterday morning. It happened at Ma'alaya Boat Harbor at about 4 o'clock. The fire department says the vessel was fully engulfed when crews arrived. No one was on board at the time. The cause is being investigated, and damage is estimated at $8,000. We are just a few days away from kids heading back to school, and the big question for some is, how will they get there? Over a dozen school bus routes on Oahu and Kauai are suspended because there just aren't enough bus drivers. The DOE reports that among the 8 bus service companies contracted by the state, 226 drivers are still needed to fully staff the routes. To become a school bus driver, a specialized Type B CDL is needed. And not only are there a limited number of training options for interested applicants, but many don't have the right qualifications.
For our district alone, we lost 5 bus drivers, thus the routes being cut. I mean, they cannot fill these positions as fast as we need to. This is not enough. And I think if that is the sentiment, we need to come back this next session and find ways to adequately pay these drivers, but also make it more attractive to serve.
For more information on impact to school bus routes, go to our website, khun2.com. Dog flu has hit the islands, and veterinarians are encouraging dog owners to get their pets vaccinated. So far, 3 cases have been reported, all on Oahu. But vets say most dogs in Hawaii aren't protected against canine influenza, and about 8% of dogs that catch it can die.
If they haven't been vaccinated, now's a really good time to get vaccinated to protect them. Not only will it prevent them from getting sick, but if they were sick, it would also prevent them from shedding for a long period of time and therefore spreading it to other dogs.
Symptoms of dog flu include runny eyes, runny nose, fever, coughing, sneezing, and sometimes gastrointestinal issues. If you think your dog has the flu, contact your vet right away and keep them away from other dogs. An unwanted guest was recently found aboard a cargo ship in Honolulu Harbor. Take a look at this. According to the state, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents reported a snake was moving freely on the deck of a cargo ship that was on its way to Hawaii. Ag inspectors met the ship at Pier 31 and found the snake in a hole on the deck floor. It has been identified as a juvenile boa constrictor measuring about 1.5 feet. Boa constrictors are non-venomous and illegal in Hawaii. And a new lifeguard tower begins operations today at Electric Beach in West Oahu. City Council member Andrea Tupola pushed for a tower at Kahe Point after social media made the area more popular.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here Monday at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.